Yeah, John asked me to stand in for him today. He's not feeling well, so we'll have to pray for him today. I'd like to read from Psalm 45. Introduction, it says, the glories of the Messiah and his bride. It says, starts off, it says, my heart's overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the King. Thank you. I tell you, it's horrible. That's better. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer, which I think is neat. Where there, he's his heart's full, and his tongue is going to write this psalm. It says, "You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty, and in your majesty ride prosperously because of the truth. Humility and righteousness are at your right hand and shall teach you awesome things." And then I skip to verse 6. It says, this is about the Messiah. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. Listen, O daughters, consider and incline your ears. Forget your own people also and your father's house. So the king will greatly desire your beauty because he is your Lord. Worship him.